When an energy company, for example, creates a disturbance on public lands, first they need to avoid or minimize impact to the landscape. And in instances where they're not able to minimize or avoid impact to the landscape, then they have the option of mitigating, which is to say, compensating for the disturbance they create by improving or maintaining good ecological structure elsewhere. And so, what we're talking about in this primer basically is different ways that energy companies can work with private landowners to generate this off-site mitigation. So, elsewhere in the Western United States, there are basically three different types of market-based wildlife mitigation initiatives that are occurring: conservation banks, mitigation banks, and habitat exchanges. And actually, all three of these types of initiatives are just beginning to be developed in Wyoming. And so, part of the purpose of the primer is to describe these three different types of initiatives and to describe how they're working elsewhere in the Western United States, and also to describe some of the sort of nascent efforts that are beginning in Wyoming. And in Wyoming, for example, we are very concerned about the greater sage grouse. It's a candidate species under the Endangered Species Act. And so these types of mitigation initiatives can help minimize the need to list the species.